Hey, I tell you right now that don't ever let nobody tell you that it was any peaceful demonstration like Mr. Kennedy called it, a peaceful demonstration. Well, there's no such thing as, how can you have a peaceful demonstration? If it's a demonstration, it's revolting against something. It's mm-hmm. in revolt against something. And therefore, it can't. It's, there's no way to be peaceful about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you say demonstrate, you mean it's not going to be peaceful for long.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a few catcalls, and then it runs into a few brickbats, and then it runs into a few Molotov cocktails, and then it finally runs into guns.
Mm-hmm.
And like they shot them students up there in that college. Well, now that was
Mississippi?
No, it was up north. I can't remember what town.
Oh, Kent State.
Penn.
Yeah.
Anyhow, well now, I know that, I believe that some of them students that were killed were innocent bystanders. They were just trying to see what was going on. Now that was their story, and of course they stuck by, they were people stuck by that story. But now whether they was just, in the first place, they really might have got caught in the demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to throwing rocks at a man, big rocks, and bottles and all that stuff at that, well, it's time to waste, and then take clubs to start to beat a man's head out, and he's got a gun. Now whether he's a police or not, he's going to shoot you. Now that's there's no use when anybody threatens you bodily harm. Why, if
mm-hmm.
you're any kind of a human being that's got any kind of nerve or self-preservation feelings about yourself, well, you're
mm-hmm.
going to try to defend yourself. And I don't say that those four that were killed were demonstrating,
mm-hmm.
but they were in the crowd, so they got shot. They must have been up pretty close to it in order to be innocent bystanders. Well, then it'd have to be, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I don't know. I don't know what they did with those. They finally tried those four guardsmen.
I think it's still going on. Something.
Well, another thing, it's you stripped the officer, the authorities and officers of the right, the power. Now in Texas, I don't know how it is in other parts of the country. I read about it, but here I don't know how many policemen we've had killed for stopping somebody for a traffic citation.
Mm-hmm.
Just haul off and down. That happens every few days
mm-hmm.
in Texas where you have an officer shot out in cold blood.
Mm-hmm.
They got now the way where they walk up to the car with their gun, with their hand on the whole gun. You can't blame them. Because after all, and another thing I think what is wrong, they're putting these two younger men on the police department. I think that men should be at least 24 years old before they put on a police department.
How old can they be now?
20.
At 24,
you're more settled, and you see, the reason they're like 16, 17, 18-year-old, 19-year-old soldiers because they have no sense of danger. No, they jump in like it's like a big football game with them. See,
mm-hmm.
but them bullets are not football players. But they don't realize that until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they want young these boys in the army. They make
mm-hmm.
good soldiers because they drive in them. Because to them it's like going in there like a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they, well, now, if you get